The cash transfer program of the Girls Education South Sudan, or GES, is in the spotlight this morning. Now, the Miraya Breakfast Show team has found out that in some homes, parents are grabbing this money from the girls and denying them an opportunity to go to school. Two teachers in Twitch of Jongle have been arrested in connection with the misappropriation of this money. This morning here in the program Miraya Breakfast Show, I'm glad to be joined by Akuja De Garang, who is the Girls Education South Sudan team leader, and also George Ali, who is the Deputy Director, Minister of General Education and Instruction here in the program Miraya Breakfast Show. Akuja, good morning.
Good morning, Sabit.
Good to have you in the program, Mira Breakfast, this morning.
Thank you very much.
Ali, good morning.
Good morning, Sabit. Thank you very much.
Yes, good to have you in the program. Now, let's go right away and find out on this Girls Education South Sudan. Just give us a brief background on this cash transfer program.
Thank you very much. So, Girls Education South Sudan is a program that is being supported by the UK government. And what we're trying to do is to try and tackle some of the barriers to girls' education in South Sudan. And one of the key barriers that we have found is the issue of poverty, of course, that parents cannot afford to send their daughters to school, or they cannot basically provide for the needs of the girls. So the cash transfers is one of the many initiatives that we are doing. The cash are paid to girls in schools that are enrolled in schools between primary 5 and secondary 4, and it is paid once a year to provide for some basic needs, like school uniform, shoes, school bags. And this year we are paying 2,300 SSP to all girls across the country who are eligible for the payments.
Yes, and what has gone terribly wrong with this cash transfer?
I wouldn't say terribly long, but we're hearing some reports of some malpractice, which we need to correct very, very quickly. We have been receiving reports, and I think as one of the examples you just gave about the issue in Twitch East, that unfortunately, in fact, not the parents, but I understand that there are some school administration teachers who are trying to deduct money from the girls, and that is absolutely unacceptable. That's the issue.
Did you see this coming? I mean, as you give money, of course, to girls and they are young people, did you see that maybe parents or teachers are going to misappropriate this money?
The risk, of course, are there. We are not naive. You understand there are risks. What we try to do is to communicate very clearly the purpose of these of this cash transfer that is paid to girls, and we put measures in place to protect the girls. The issue is that, of course, with the parents, our idea is that, of course, the money is given to the girl, but also the money is for the family, not to say that the family should take the money away from the girl. We understand that there are a lot of needs within the household. So what we say, of course, the money we're giving is for the girl and for the family as a whole, for to address the needs. So if, for example, this 2,300 is seen to help the support the family, because these days we know people are suffering.
Absolutely.
So if the family decides to use 300 of that money to buy some rice or some oil, that is okay, because that is also benefit the girl that we are giving. So we are not saying completely not to use the money for food needs in the household, because without eating, clearly the girl will not be able to learn in the school. But also not to take the money to go maybe and drink some beer or buy some cigarettes. That is not accepted.
Right.
So our advice always to the families is that to use that money to support the girl as much as possible.
All right. Just before we talk to George Ali, just are many of these stories coming out right now? Are you hearing a lot of these? I mean, we of course brought the story of the Twitch where some parents have been taking these, but you did mention even teachers. I mean, teachers who are supposed to protect these girls and make them stay in school, taking this money and making the deduction. I mean, are there more of these stories?
Can I just give you kind of a scale of the problem? We are almost paying in across 2,000 schools across the country. And the cases we have heard so far is from around 5 schools. So that is the scale of the problem. So it's not a massive issue, but of course we don't want it to become a bigger issue. So that is why we're here this morning to address that. So the issue is not in the scale, in the bigger scheme of things, is not a big issue. But then the slightest issue, of course, is a problem for us. And that is why we're here to try and put the the information right, who should be there to protect the girls, that what is the role of the teachers, what is the role of the parents.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that shortly. George, welcome to the program once again. You are working, of course, in the Ministry of General Education, and these things, if they're happening in the schools, the ministry has to be concerned. Just tell us on, you know, what do you take of these behaviors?
Yeah, this is aggressive. It's very bad behavior of at all. We talk of teachers, because teachers are instructed clearly in our circular in all the schools that they are supposed to take care of these girls, to be given the money and not to attempt to take any money from the girl. And that these instructions are circulated to all head teachers, and head teachers are responsible to see to it that the beneficiary is the right girl to get the money, and she is also to benefit from that money and not a teacher. So we said anything, and we have warned them, any misappropriation of that money or asking a girl to get the money is disciplinary. It's going to be taken disciplinary action against the teacher.
Yes, and from now, what kind of disciplinary action are you going to take as a ministry?
First of all, it is a break of law. First, they have broken the law. That the law has to take its course. And secondly, the discipline of teachers has to be taken its law, because we have code of conduct for teachers, and the sections can be used against the teachers who has misappropriated the money.
Yes, and we have heard about the two teachers arrested in Twitch County in connection with, you know, a misappropriation of the cash transfer. Can you tell us more about what happens now to them?
I've not followed up this time, but what is going to happen is that after finishing the legal procedures, and then the disciplinary measures will follow.
All right. If you just join us, you're listening to the program Raya Breakfast Show with me, Sebid William, and my guest this morning here in the program, we have Akuja Degarang, who is the Girls Education South Sudan team leader, and we have George Ali Stephen, the director, the deputy director in the Ministry of General Education and Instruction. Now, Akuja, as we, you know, of course, as you embark on this Keep Girls in School, this money transfer that you are making, tell us briefly, what should be the role of the teachers in this project? Mm-hmm. What should be the role of the parents? What should they do to ensure that this money is not misappropriated?
Yes. Thank you, Sabit. So in terms of the role of teachers, of course, the teachers have to inform the girls about the fact that the cash is coming to the school, for example. They need to make sure that the school management committees are informed. The school management committee, as you might be aware, of course, are the support that is supporting the school and is including teachers as well as parents. They need to be there to witness the process. They need to inform that. They need to give the girls what we call the cash transfer enrollment form. They need to make sure that the girls have those forms. They need to make sure, of course, that the environment of the school as well is appropriate for that, that there is no basically people hanging around that are not supposed to be there, to make sure that the security of the girls is protected. That needs to be very clear to those who are surrounding the school.
All right.
That, of course, that the girls who are going to be paid are actually the girls that are registered in that school, not girls from other schools or girls from the neighborhood. Yeah, each girl has a specific number that she basically needs to bring across to the people who are going to pay. Yeah,
and of course, these girls have to stay in school,
not just come
and take the money and disappear.
Absolutely.
How about parents here? What should the parents do?
The role of the parents is very important. Of course, these are their children. These are their daughters. They need to be there to ensure that their daughters are receiving the correct amount. They need to make sure that the girls are not going to be harassed, yeah, on the way. And most importantly, of course, they need to make sure that the money is used as much as possible for purposes of education of their daughter.
You're listening to Miraya Breakfast Show. George, just as we conclude this interview from the Ministry of General Education and Instruction, right now, what could you like to tell those teachers or those schools that is transferred?
Actually, on behalf of the Ministry of General Education, National Government, and on behalf of the our undersecretary, this is a very strong message to all the teachers. This message is that an attempt to get the girls' money is going to be a disciplinary action against the teacher. And they have to underline that it's a serious case, because these girls, we know, we have a low rate of girls' enrollment in schools, and we want to encourage more girls to come to school, and this is the help that we need to, we have to appreciate, which comes from UK government. And we are so grateful because of all the negotiation, they have appreciated our situation, and they have given this money. And when they hear that we are interfering, even the teachers, that's going to be a big problem. It's going to be a challenge for us, and it's a very, as a government, we are going to get a disciplinary action against any teacher, and we will not leave it to go like that.
All right. Now, Akuja, your final message?
Yes, my final message is, please, this is the only support that the girls are getting. We understand that teachers are going through a difficult situation now with the issue of salaries not coming, but you need to understand that the girls are not receiving anything else. This is the only amount that is given to them once a year to support their education. So I would appeal to the teachers to please respect that. I also would like to appeal to the parents to make sure their daughters are protected. If there are any issues, any reports of any malpractice, please report it to our staff who are always around in the schools. You need to provide us with the information so that we can take corrective measures.
All right. Just before you go, there's one question coming from Mayen Luol Duk Ngor from Maper in Awil. And he's saying, in South Sudan, many teachers are volunteers and they are just committed to teach their brothers and sisters. My question is this. As you are in charge of cash transfers, why do you only give it to girls and fail to motivate the teachers?
Yes. We are actually motivating teachers. I think we have been here before about capitation grants. So capitation grants is also part of the program. Together with the Ministry of Education, capitation grants are there to support schools. One of the things that they can use the capitation grants for is to provide incentives to volunteer teachers. So we are addressing that issue. And I think maybe George Ali can stress that point as well.
Yes, George?
Yeah, that is, we only this year, because we have financial constraints, that's why guests stepped in and were supporting us to give capitation grants. Capitation grants, the money sent to the schools according to number of enrollment in the school, and each school is paid an amount. And you multiply that, and that amount is given 70% in the first tranche and 30% in the second tranche. And that money, we have said 60% of it can be used for teachers. Every teacher that's there can be given to them, and it can be divided to them according to their what they have got. And then 40% can be used for other things in the school. So those money is the motivation that we are giving to volunteer teachers and also for them. This year, government were unable, but we are grateful UK Aid were able to come in again to help us and give this money to the schools that qualify.
All right. Thank George, you. Thank you very much for coming to Mirai Studios. We really do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Akuja, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, sir.